Country Liberal Party leader Terry Mills has swept to power overnight, ending 11 years of Labor in power in the territory. CLP has claimed 14 seats, could win as many as 16 in the little 25-seat chamber of the territory. Departing Chief Minister Paul Henderson was quick to concede last night. Covering that election for the Australian newspaper is Amos Aikman. Amos, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
A pretty emphatic result.
It sure is. I think the CLP would have made a bit of a dent in their lifetime. 1,000 litres of alcohol last night.
in the best territory traditions.
indeed. And not only that, they, you know, in the process, one of their policies actually was to get rid of the banned drinkers register. So I'll make it easier for them just to restock the fridge again. Look, an emphatic result, but not one that I think anybody would have expected to come down quite in the way that it did. A CLP victory was tipped, but you know, historically, Darwin has elections in the Northern Territory have turned on the swing seats in Northern Darwin. That's really where a lot of the campaign was concentrated this time. A lot of the money was promised up there, and I think everybody expected at least one of the seats in which sitting Labor members were stepping down would fall to the CLP. And the Bush was certainly a consideration, but people were looking at it as a secondary factor. But really in this election, it's a historic victory, not only because the government in the territory has changed for the second time only in its history, but because that change of government was primarily on the back of Australia's Indigenous peoples changing their vote.
Now, none of those city seats that you spoke about changed hands. All the change was in the rural electorates. What was the big determining factors for that Indigenous vote?
I think it was a number of things. General dissatisfaction, certainly. There's a lot of people who are not happy out there. I think it was the way that the CLP went about their campaigning, and I think it was a couple of unpopular policies. The CLP really made a very concerted effort to reactivate traditional Aboriginal sort of ley lines, the cultural ley lines, to go to prominent traditional people and try to bring those people into the party and to win that, their support. I think what you saw in this election was a very strong vote for local candidates.
Yep.
And in this election, there were strong local candidates standing for the CLP.
The likes of Bess Price and so forth.
Absolutely. Bess Price, Francis Xavier Marilapui, even though obviously Alison Anderson, even though, and Larissa Lee, of course, even though, you know, there were several other seats that, you know, Bush seats that the CLP didn't win, you still saw in places like Galawinku and a strong vote for an independent candidate there who was a local man or, well, you know, very friendly with the local people. And in Manning Greeter, a local man standing for the Green Party, also won a lot of votes. So I think this was really an election for local people.
And tell us very quickly, Terry Mills, a bit of an unknown quantity?
Not to Territorians. Up here he's seen as an honest fellow. He's a straight talker. He is standing on a platform of accountability. I think you know, there were some doubts among public sector workers about whether they could believe his promises not to go through the public service with a sharp knife. But I guess now they'll have the opportunity to find out.
We will indeed. Amos Aikman, thank you for your time. That extraordinary result overnight with the CLP, ending 11 years of Labor government in the territory, largely on the back of big swings in rural seats, big changes in the preferences there of Indigenous voters in the main.